Father, in Jesus' name. Is my mic on? Testing? Is it coming through good? Father, we love you tonight. We look to you, the author and finisher of our faith. What a day you've brought us through, Father. How wonderful you are. Every day you protect us and lead us. And just we want to be led by the Spirit of God, Father. Not only in this service, I want all these people. I loose the Spirit of God in here. We want to move in the Spirit, which is the vitality and the lifeblood of the church, by the Word of God. Hallelujah. These people that I'm here with at the front, Lord, anoint them like never before to move in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you for this service, and we thank you for the Word. Thank you, Father. And everyone said amen. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. I'm so glad to be here with you. I've been waiting since last week. I just full of the Word. People think I'm full of a lot of things other than that, but I don't. But I have just started a series. I don't know. If you get tired of it, tell me. We'll do a new series. But I'm going to start reading tonight in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. I'm going to read in the King James Version. And this is what the Word says, y'all. For he that will love life and see good days. How many of you, you ready for more good days? Yeah. How many of you, you never have to have a bad day to make you happy if they were all good? Amen? Yeah. Amen. Me too. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they would not speak lies. That word guile there, that's what it means. Let him eschew evil. In fact, if you would right now with that verse, would you turn that into the NLT, please, as we talked about earlier just a moment ago? Hallelujah. And are we in the NLT? You'll get it up. There it is. For the scriptures say, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. I'm teaching you a message entitled, Your Best Year This Year. And I believe that. Sam fires me up at the beginning, at the end of every December, best Christmas ever, and at the beginning, the best year. We're believing God for the best year that you've ever had in your life. Amen? And as the Word says here, keep your tongue from speaking evil. This will help you to have more good days than bad days, and blessed days, and less accidents and problems, and less where the Lord has to correct you. The Lord has to correct us if he loves us. How many of you believe, if you believe anything, you believe that God loves you? Amen. He does. All right. Keep your tongue from speaking evil. The Word says speak evil of nobody. Well, what does that mean? Well, I hate to say this because I'm guilty of this sin. If you know something ugly on somebody, try to cover it, because love covers a sin. The only sin that you cannot cover is your own if you want to prosper. He that covereth his sin will not prosper. But he that repents, he that confesses and repents, and that's what communion is about all the time. Let him keep his tongue from speaking evil and from our lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Romans 12 says this at the end of the chapter. Do not be overcome by evil. You know, Satan tries to get us overcome by evil regularly, to react badly. The Word says, be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. What does good mean? Well, it just means good. Just good. Just try to be good. Good. Everybody say good. All right, let's move on. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace. I'm learning in the morning as I really get into this. I'm really trying to work up my salvation more than I did last year. Is I try to think, where do I have to go? And who could trip me up? And how could I get in the flesh? And I don't want to do that. And you know, the word tells us with good counsel that there are certain people, maybe on certain days, we should avoid them. Yeah. If they provoke you, you're going to get in the flesh with somebody, it's best just to love them from a distance, you know. And you learn who you can and who you can't from. And remember to always go where you're celebrated and stay away from where you're only tolerated, where people treat you like an old used gym shoe and you don't have the other one yet anymore. You don't want to be like that. Amen? All right. Because, see, we want to have our best year this year. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain peace. Work to maintain it. Work at it. Okay? The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. Hey, that's just the truth. Just like the word says in Mark 11:25, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, so that your Father in heaven will forgive you. Then he says, but if you will not forgive, it doesn't say God can't. It says God won't forgive you. And this is what communion's about. It's settling accounts. It's settling affairs. I do it every morning. I do it every morning. Sometimes I have to call people and say, I had a bad, whatever, try to make it up. I've told people I'll make it right. If you tell me, give me something reasonable, I'll make it right. I'm not going to let you hit me in the face three times or anything. I might let you tap me a little bit, but I'm going to be careful. But anyhow, I'm wanting to share with you your best year this year. Let's talk about in this, you know, let's not, let's forget about in the sweet by and by. Let's get this stuff right now. Let's have good now. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, praise God. This is a good topic. I love it. And I'm going to take you on a certain vein tonight of it. We're going to go to Philippians chapter 2. Verses 12 and 13 in the King James language, please. Are we ready? Wherefore, my beloved, that's you guys, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is, okay, I have to tell you this here. Whoever made you believe that when you spit in your hand and shook hands with the preacher, that your the old account was settled and that was it, I'm sorry, it doesn't work like that. That's a beginning place where we begin to work out our salvation daily. We begin to grow. We begin to let the Lord change us, mold us, and make us have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Does not the potter have power over the clay? That's what the word says. The answer is yes. The potter, you know what? He owns it all. And he made you a free moral agent. He didn't, at no point when you go to heaven, you will not be a robot. You will still be a choice-making being. But what you won't have up there is the accuser of the brethren tempting you every 3 seconds. Okay? So what we're supposed to do here, how many of you, you've had a starting place with the Lord, you've been born again, you've asked Christ into your life by the raising of your hands. Okay? Praise God. That's a starting place. Mine was many years ago. Okay? It doesn't matter how. You know, immediately God began to change me. But he's, you know, I was a mess. He's still changing me. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be, because he's still working on me. And you too. So don't be looking at me. Amen. How many of you glad God's still working on you? A very wise person. It was like a father in the spirit told me, Brother Angelo, when you see people, and it seems like they can do whatever they want, and there's no correction there. There's no God involvement with them. See, God will try to bring people up short. He said, be real concerned about those people. Because there's going to come a time where the word says we'll go before the great white throne judgment, and the Lord will declare, depart from me. I never knew you. I knocked on that heart's door. You never opened the door. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anybody hears me and opens up, I will come into them. And I will sup with them. And I will be with them. And I will teach them. Come unto me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God wants to bless you. He doesn't want to hurt anybody. He's not thinking anything bad about anybody in here. He wants to help you. And this is an old recovery adage that God showed me. God's not really is concerned about what you did yesterday. He's concerned about what you're going to do today to make tomorrow better. God's interested in your tomorrows. Are you? Can you see yourself free from some of the stuff that Satan has put on you? I can see you free. Better than that, I'm looking at me. I'm seeing myself free. You know why? According to 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by what we believe and not by our five senses. If all you have to get your information to make your decisions every day is the five senses, what you can see, hear, feel, taste, or smell, you're in trouble. Anybody that can catch that wind of the Spirit and try to walk with the Spirit and realize, I'm not going to get everything I need by having the right car, the right house, good clothes, and food. For it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. By every word, Timothy, study and show thyself approved, the workman who needeth not to be ashamed. Okay? One who is able to rightly divide the word of truth. I've heard some of the worst stuff, how people take Bible verses and twist them and mess with them where they have no, you know. Well, God made weed.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to say this. Some of you might not like it. I haven't smoked weed in a long time, but if I didn't think it would tick him off, just get in and be quiet by yourself. Make sure you got a refrigerator full of food. You'll be all right. No, I just want to keep you alert here. Everybody, you know what? There'll be people who say, do you know what Brother Angelo said? Oh, my God. Okay, but we're talking about you having the best year this year in your life. We got to work out our salvation. You know what you're doing here tonight? Really, you're working out your salvation. Some of you didn't feel like coming, but you came because you developed a good habit. I'll tell you, some of you, like Ainge back there, she rarely, if she's missing, I'm calling to make sure she's okay, because she'll be here Sunday morning, Sunday night, the same way, and many of the other ones like that. That's good. We're working it out. We're working out our salvation. Salvation isn't something that you get in the handshake of a person and then you never, it's just not, folks. If it was, I'd tell you. But let's move on. Your best year this year, part three. Let's go to Genesis chapter 6. verses 5 through 8 in the King James Version of the Bible first. I'm taking you to a certain part of what God wants us to work on. I'm taking you to a certain part of that. And the word says here, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. And that, now listen here, I'm zeroing in on a certain part of our lives. And that, listen here, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and your little feet will go certain places, and your hands, and your eyes will look out of the abundance of what's in your heart. See? And God saw that the wickedness, this is in Genesis chapter 6. Man, we're just in the sixth chapter of the first book of the Bible about mankind. And he saw that the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, now who did he say that to? Everybody talks to themselves. Everybody, unless there's something very wrong with you. The woman with the issue said this. I don't know if I can do it, but if I can just get close enough to him to touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be whole. I'm going to be healed. She wasn't walking by what she saw. She's walking what she believed in here. What she believed in here. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I made them. But in the story of mankind, there's always been somebody. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And we continued on. But the point I want to bring up here is God looked and saw continually. Y'all mind if I sit down? I just want to talk with you. I want to tell you some things that I know that I want to share with you to help you. Not as a big know-it-all, not that I've arrived. I haven't arrived, but I'm on the journey. Are you? Are you on the journey? On your journey to the grave, will you stop and try to say, are you walking and talking with the Lord? Does he take you by the hand and will he lead you to the promised land? Are you walking and talking with the Lord? We are going to go to 2 Corinthians. And here we are, and through all of the Old Testament, through the New Testament, to the very end, God is speaking to us and revealing to us how to grow in the Lord. That's all. He's just trying to show us how to grow. You have to make growing choices. You have to make choices that will make you grow. And here we are. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. And so we're going to go there. I'm just going to read it out of this word here. You follow with me. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verses 4 and 5, where the word says this, for the weapons of our warfare, may I say something? This is a hostile environment that we are in. You have a hostile enemy that wants to steal, kill, and destroy your life. He's called the accuser of the brethren. And he works in your thoughts. Unless you learn the skill I'm about to reveal to to you. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not natural. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Take on the whole armor of God, for we wrestle not against. See, we're in a battle, folks. We're in a battle. We're in a battle to not only keep, but cause our salvation to grow. And it's a very real battle. And it's a very subtle battle. And many people, they're not in the battle at all. They're not trying to work on their salvation. They're not trying to walk on the thing. They think a preacher can help you or this or that, and they're going to help you to get into heaven. I'll tell you what, we might help you, but we can't do it for you. And I'm telling you what, the one that's sitting before you, this isn't no joke to me. Now that I'm 73, you know what makes me uncomfortable? All the people that are in their 50s that I see dying, and in the 40s, I've never seen so much death. But I believe that we're about to see the coming of the Lord. But the weapons of our warfare are not natural, but they are spiritual or mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The battle is in your mind. You have to win. Here's some things that, well, I just say what I think. You know what? That is the wrong thing to do, to say everything that you think. I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. I've been rehearsing for about 3 weeks now. Next time I see them, I'm going to let them have it. If I was you, I'd put that on the cross and crucify it and forget about it. And you know what? If you can't be around that person, for God's sake, don't go around them if it's just that bad. Their weapons are not natural, but they're mighty through God. They pull down strongholds. The strongholds, make no mistake about it, folks. We're talking about your mind. What gets in there? Well, I can't help who I love. Man, have I seen that work out wrong for a lot of people too close to my... You better be able to help who you love. The word says not to be unevenly yoked together with non-believers. If you do, that could be a real big problem. It's called divorce. Verse 5. And this is what we're supposed to do. This is what we have to learn how to do. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge or the word of God. Thou shalt not do this. Well, I'm going to do it anyway. I can't help my boy. I'll tell you what, I've heard testimonies. Well, I'm telling you what. God knows. Yeah, God knows that you're messing up. And we're forcing him to have to be corrective, withholding certain things, allowing certain things to happen that didn't have to. I'm telling you the truth. Let's reason together. Just tell the truth. It happens to all of us. But you know what? The same God can give you so many blessings. You know, I don't know what it's like, been like. I don't know what the last few days, but I've just been happy to be alive. You know, this morning, every morning, or every evening, me and Kelly will both say, Father, into your hands we commit our spirits. I commit. She says it, and she said it on her own. Huh? Oh, did I say Kelly? Sorry. And I say, Millie, not Kelly, do you have anything you want to say? She goes, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And I say, because, Lord, I just want your will. And I don't want to be in the hands of the devil, Father. If it's my day to die, I want to be in your hands. If that's what you've got planned for me today, anything that you have planned for me today, if that's what you really think I need, I'll take it. Like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, nevertheless, Father, 3 times, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. It was real. You know when he said, Father, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because that was a separation between God the Father and God the Son. Because according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, he that knew no sin became sin for us. And God will not look. He will not. He turned. He broke covenant with his Son on that old rugged cross that he could renew covenant with us, with mankind. This is why it's so important that each one of us, if we want to see good days, we need to be working on our salvation. Okay? I'm just going to read that. Casting down imaginations, that's you. God wants you to cast down those demonic imaginations. And every high thing that exalts itself, see, Satan said, I will raise my throne up into the heavens and be like God. See, he was exalting himself. Doesn't work. And exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. And listen to this. Bringing into captivity every thought and making every thought being obedient to Christ. Murder and adultery and rape and every evil thing starts in the imagination, usually, of mankind. Road rage, you don't see it as much here, but you see it in California. People will throw guns on each other going down the road 75 miles an hour. Just bam, bam. Too many people there. Hey, don't even go there for a vacation. Oh, gosh. I got out of there many years ago. I ain't been back since. No, you go to vacation where you want to. I can go further and further. Last place tonight, I'm going to give you the ultimate prayer. The ultimate place to read for me. You'll have your favorite. It's Psalm 19 and verse 14. First of all, in the King James Version of the Bible. Okay? And this is what it says. And this is what I'd like to teach you to pray before you go to bed, when you wake up, whenever you feel like you need it. My Father in heaven, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. See, God saw that the meditation of people's hearts was only wicked and awful continually. In Genesis chapter 6, and I'd say it's probably like that to a great extent now, wouldn't you think? People doing the most terrible things to one another. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My Lord and my redeemer, I confess to you, I've got a wicked heart unless I keep very close to you. So, Father, I want to dwell in the secret place of the Most High right now. I want to be under the shadow of the wings of God Almighty. I don't want you to leave me. I believe if you left me now, Lord, I would perish in 10 seconds. And like Job said, in all of his trials, in 42 chapters, the word said Job never sinned. And Job said this, I know my Redeemer lives. You know when you're really in the thick of it? Maybe you're reaping something that you sowed, or you're just going through the worst trial that you could have today. I think Kelly was going through one of them. She had a comment. Hey, y'all love the food ministry? We love that you help us. And those of you that are not able to help us, we understand. But you wouldn't believe what we have to do sometimes. Amen, Sister Sherry? Oh, my gosh. You guys, we have a faithful crew. I call them the River Valley salt peeps. My River Valley salt peeps, because they are the salt of the earth. Archie's 94, 91. Paul is 91. Out there in the cold and the wet and everybody else. Job said this, I know my Redeemer liveth. Sometimes in the heat of the battle, the most important thing that you could know is that your Redeemer's alive. And then Job said, I know my Redeemer liveth. And when I get through this, no matter what anybody says about me, I know I'm going to come forth as gold. Let me tell you something. If you don't quit, and you just pick yourself up one more time, then you fall down, you win. I'm going to invite you to this altar, to make an altar. We're going to take communion. We have open communion here. You don't have to take it if you don't want to. It doesn't matter where you go to church. You're invited to take it with us. We love all the body of Christ, and the foot cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And do some business with the Lord right now. Speak the truth to the Lord.